saying two things that don't seem to go together but actually do? How about freedom and budgeting? Hi, I'm Rob West. We hear from folks all the time who feel that living on a budget cramps their style, hems them in, and makes them feel trapped. Brandon Sieben is with us today to make the case that just the opposite is true. Then it's on to your questions at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Well, it's always great when Brandon Sieben joins us. He's chairman of the board of Compass Financial Ministry. Brandon, great to have you back.
Thanks for having me, Rob. Hope all is well.
Oh, it's going great, and I'm thrilled you're here today to talk about something you call freedom budgeting. I love the sound of it. It sounds like a paradox, but I'm sure you're going to explain it to us, and I believe you have a story that sets this up, don't you?
Yeah, it starts with my sister. You know, growing up, we watched our parents budget and pay bills, but after college, all that became our responsibility, and she just got overwhelmed. Apartment, car, food, going out with friends, and the cost of things just kind of swamped her boat.
Yeah, well, your sister Meredith admits that the last thing she wanted to do was budget, if I know how the story goes, but realized it was necessary. So let's pull the principles out that you taught her to master in what you call freedom budgeting.
Yeah, she hated it at first, didn't want to do it. And so the first principle for her was just to keep it simple, you know, and the goal here is easy, so you'll do it and to make it visible. And so for my sister, it was a simple Excel spreadsheet on the refrigerator.
Okay.
For your listeners, the Faithfly app would be perfect.
I like the way you're thinking. Absolutely. But keep it simple. That's the starting point. All right. What's number two?
Number two is to be honest. You know, Jesus tells us in John 8, the truth will set us free. And that's true for budgeting. The goal in principle two is transparency, you know, really knowing what's coming in and where the money is actually going, especially if you're behind, there's nothing less, or maybe you even spent more than you made. And so for my sister, the truth was she had to cut spending.
Well, and we should point this out because it takes courage for folks. I mean, they don't want to draw up a budget so often because they don't want to see where their money's going. They know it's not balancing and they're not quite sure how they're going to get there. And that leads us, I think, to this third principle, which is allocate non-negotiables first. Unpack that for us.
Well, it means separating the needs from the wants. The needs get paid first, like tithing and rent, utilities, food, car, those things. If there's anything left, we can talk about wants. But for my sister, there was not anything left. So she had to cut out the wants for a while, like things like going out for dinner or having cable.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, we often talk about the big four, right? You got to keep a roof over your head. You got to keep the utilities on. You got to keep gas in the car to get to work. You got to keep food on the table. But everything else is negotiable. If we're going to live within our means, we need to be able to cut where we need to balance that budget. And that's why we've got to start with those non-negotiables. Well, I think we're already experiencing some freedom here because if you're setting money aside for those non-negotiables, then you're free not to worry if you'll have enough to pay for them. So let's lead into that next principle.
Well, you're right. Peace of mind comes when we know we can make it to the end of the month, but we may be still playing defense. So principle four was to force herself at first to save something every month. Getting in this habit is super important. Think about it like this. If I have a dollar and spend a dollar, I have no options. But if I have a dollar and spend 80 cents and save 20 cents, over time I have options. But you have to apply those first three principles first. You have a budget, you know what's coming in, you know what's going out, and you're committed to spend less than you make. And then it's really just having the discipline in principle four to save.
Yeah, and discipline is a key word when it comes to budgeting. All right, that leads us to number five, and now we get to start having some fun. Share that with us.
Yeah, well, when it all comes together, once the savings start to build, the principle number five is to begin to set aside or build back in the budget something for fun. And at this point, for my sister, she was making a little more. She was saving, not spending more. So she had some flexibility to add some things back, but she was very intentional in doing that. And she knew how much she was going to allocate to fun and what she was going to spend it on. But the point in number five is reward yourself for a good job.
Well, Brandon, I'm sure this was a game changer. What was her experience then as she was now leaning into freedom budgeting?
Big takeaway is she became free from a bunch of burdens and anxiety that were killing the joy in her life. And she was able to move towards being free to living how God wants us to live. And so as Luke 16:13 says, she chose God over money and she became free.
I love it. Brandon, always appreciate your time, my friend. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Rob.
Brandon Sieben, chairman of the board at Compass Financial Ministry. Check them out at compass1.org. That's compass1.org. Back with your questions after this. Stick around.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. One of the heartbreaking signs of sin's presence in our world is war. They're all devastating, and all of them affect innocent people. We can grow numb sometimes, seeing pictures of buildings reduced to rubble. We forget there are families who lived there and now have lost everything. There's a promise that we can cling to in God's Word. He is not numb to people's pains. He says in Isaiah 32, "My people will live in peaceful dwelling places, in secure homes, in undisturbed places of rest." And for all who are in Christ, this is their heavenly hope, that Jesus is building a kingdom for us that will be an eternal place of rest. You'll see Jesus more clearly through daily time in God's Word. Visit GetAnchor.com.
Frustrated by your health insurance? Confused by the network restrictions and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high cost of healthcare. Take back control of your healthcare with the ability to choose a provider you trust with no network restrictions and savings of up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
Hello, I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, a growing national network of pastors committed to the authority of Scripture and preaching the whole counsel of God. We believe biblical obedience is the foundation for revival, and impacting our culture for Christ is our duty. For too long, the pulpits of America have been silent on the important issues such as marriage and family and assault on our liberty. Join us in the battle for truth on Stand in the Gap weekend, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. on American Family Radio, and visit us at AmericanPastorsNetwork.org.
Have you ever wondered where your money goes when you deposit it in a bank? Christian Community Credit Union believes in helping advance God's kingdom through everyday financial transactions. For over 67 years, they have provided values-aligned banking solutions to thousands of Christians and ministries. Consider Christian Community Credit Union as your banking institution by visiting joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
Delighted to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. It's time to take your calls and questions here in just a moment, which means this is your cue to call, 800-525-7000. Again, we've got lines open. Our team is standing by. Room for you at 800-525-7000. Whether it's living, giving, owing, or growing God's money, we want to help you tackle what's on your mind today in your financial life, help you look at that through the lens of Scripture. Our promise to you to be reverent as we approach God's Word, to be really hopeful in helping you see the opportunity to be joined with God as you manage His resources, to be wise and help you give that practical advice, also empathetic. You know, we're not looking to wag a finger at you. We've all made mistakes in our financial life, but when we put it all at the foot of the cross and say, Lord, we want to be that faithful steward moving forward, what does that look like? Well, we want to help you find that as we mine the Scriptures and apply those principles to your financial decisions and choices. So whether it's balancing your budget, paying off debt, perhaps investing for the future, maybe it's giving wisely, maybe you want to give more than you ever have, you just don't know what that looks like, we'd love to tackle any and all of those topics with you today. That number to call, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. Well, it's that day we've been waiting for 4 years. Yep, the U.S. Federal Reserve is set to cut interest rates today. At least that's what we're expecting, and nearly 100% of economists are expecting as well. The Fed is actually behind many of its central bank peers across the world, whether that's Canada, Mexico, Switzerland, Sweden, the Eurozone, the UK. They've all cut interest rates ahead of the U.S. Policymakers will be looking to cut today. They've been pretty steadfast that it's going to be data-driven, and what you will hear is the data is finally on their side. What data is that? Well, among other things, it's where is inflation? We have ticked below 3%, even though we haven't reached the Fed's target of 2%. I think the combination of the slowing economy and the rise in unemployment, plus the decline in inflation, has given the confidence that the Fed needs to go ahead and move forward with cutting rates. Will it be a quarter of a point? Will it be a half? Well, we'll wait and see. The markets are pretty much even today as we await the Fed's decision and the all-important narrative that goes along with it as to what they're thinking for future rate cuts. Dow Jones basically flat today, along with the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ, the Russell 2000 as well. So not much happening ahead of this Fed move. I will tell you that a quarter of a point reduction is basically priced in. I wouldn't be expected or surprised to see the markets sell off with only a quarter of a point, because that is fully baked into the market at this point. But what does that mean for you? Well, a host of things. It means interest rates coming down, which is good. If you're borrowing or you are a borrower, that will mean lower mortgage rates over time. It's not going to happen right away, but it will happen. It means credit card interest rates coming down. That will be even slower than mortgage rates. Keep in mind, credit card interest rates now an average of 20%. That's an all-time high, and it's really creating challenges for so many borrowers. We're now over $1 trillion owed on credit cards. We need to get out of credit card debt. And by the way, if that's you, ChristianCreditCounselors.org can help. They've worked with thousands of our listeners. So we'd love to help you get out of debt, stay there, live in freedom. And that's what Brandon Sieben was talking about at the start of our program today. How do we use the budget as really that instrument of peace in our marriage, the guardrails for us to take God's money and allocate it in a way that aligns with our values and our priorities so we can live in freedom? Doesn't mean we won't have challenges along the way. We will. But we want you to be able to budget in such a way that you give every dollar a job and then it aligns with what's most important to you. So a big day, and we want to get into any and all of that with your questions today. So let's do that right now. We've got lines open. You can call at 800-525-7000. We're going to begin today in Texas. TJ, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, guys, for having me. So you had mentioned a little bit ago about how people kind of don't want to start a budget because they're kind of afraid to see where their money's going. And it really reminded me of how similar that is with the, you know, I have found it through, you know, years of ministry that people are tend to, and even Christians tend to not want to dive into God's word because they're kind of afraid to, you know, what they're going to see, you know, yeah. Or maybe there's going to be something that's going to want to, that's going to kind of bite up against my worldview and make me want to change, or, you know, have God change me. And, you know, people are definitely afraid of change. And, you know, I just want to encourage anyone out there, if that's you, you know, if you're struggling to start a budget, you're struggling to get into God's word, I want to encourage you just to take that step, get into God's word, because it will help you in every area of your life, as well as your finances. And definitely, budgeting is definitely a biblical principle, and definitely don't be afraid to take that step either. God will see you through it. He'll give you, you know, the strength. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
That's right. Boy, TJ, man, I really appreciate that comment. You're spot on, and I think you're exactly right. You know, in the same way, we don't want to necessarily step into the budgeting because we're afraid of, you know, what we'll find. I mean, really, I'm that far underwater every month. I had no idea. And now all of a sudden I have to make some real changes. And I think your parallel is spot on in our spiritual lives. You know what? As soon as I dive into God's word, it's going to shine a light on those areas I might need to change. And am I going to be ready to do that? And yet, I think in both cases, certainly the spiritual, but I think it applies to the financial as well, there's freedom in that. Because the abundant life is that life that's conformed to the image of Christ. It, is that place of protection and trust and joy and ultimate freedom that comes from whether it's your financial life or whether it's in your spiritual life of saying, I want to be living out, that God-honoring life. And I know that in that, there's so much more for me, the abundant life that we read about in Scripture. So you're spot on, my friend. What does that look like in your journey as you've, thought about bringing your own financial life in line with God's Word?
Oh, it's helped me tremendously. I actually grew up in a family that was not, didn't teach us those values. It didn't. I grew up in a non-Christian family, so I definitely didn't get the Bible. And I grew up in a family that did not, budget or teach us, me and my brothers how to budget. And so when I, came to Christ and then budgeting came to my life through Dave Ramsey, it completely changed my life. And I went from poverty to now, I'm 46 now, and, really for the first time in my life, I'm financially free. I'm not, I'm not going to say I'm wealthy by any stretch of the means, but, I feel the freedom to actually, be able to do things without worrying about my budget, or yeah. worrying about, So, like you said, taking the rewards, reaping what we sow through years of just budgeting and now able yeah. to allocate that fun money to go out and have fun and do things that I really yeah. want to do. So,
yeah. Well said, TJ. Well, listen, thanks for calling today. I'll tell you, one of the big ideas here is that we won't be able to heal or fix what we don't expose. And so, like studying God's word, we find freedom when we surrender these things before the Lord. And that includes our financial lives. And I'm talking to myself just as much as I'm talking to you. What do we need to surrender to the Lord today in our financial lives? And perhaps maybe we need to invite him in to our financial lives for the very first time. More of your questions just around the corner, 800-525-7000. Stick around.
The loss of a child through abortion, miscarriage, or stillbirth affects the emotional health of families. Feelings of anger, sadness, and regret can be overwhelming. There is hope and healing in the aftermath of a reproductive loss. Call the International Helpline at 866-482-LIFE to talk with someone who has been where you are and healed to help others. Your call is confidential. 866-482-LIFE.
FaithFi is grateful for support from OneAscent. OneAscent believes that your values inspire why you invest and how they can inspire how you invest. OneAscent's goal is to provide solutions designed for every need and invest in businesses that bless the people and places God has made. They want to help investors do well by doing good. To explore a new way of investing that aligns with your values, more information is available at OneAscent.com and by clicking Analyze My Investments.
What we believe about the Bible is based on what we believe about its source.
The God Who Speaks, the award-winning documentary from the American Family Association, is now available in a special limited edition DVD set. This release includes a Sunday school curriculum and 2 hours of additional footage. Go to thegodwhospeaks.org to get your copy today. thegodwhospeaks.org.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
I'm Chelsea Wildman, Associate Director of the AFA Foundation. Occasionally, there are those that have a more complicated financial situation. If that's you, we would love to set up a phone consultation with our team and Rob West, host of Faith Fi on American Family Radio. We will go over your specific situation. If you are interested, please give us a call, 1-800-326-4543, extension 345, or you can visit us at afafoundation.net.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. If you have money in an investment account, you know sometimes the stock market can seem like a roller coaster. But it's possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind as a do-it-yourself investor, no matter what's happening in the market. A short video webinar about that is available at soundmindinvesting.org. Financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here at American Family Radio. We're taking your calls and questions on anything financial. The number, 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Before the break, we were talking to TJ, and he was saying, you know what, you're exactly right. I mean, so often we don't put that budget in place. We don't want to get to that level of understanding of our spending because we're scared of what it might reveal. And how often do we do that in our spiritual lives where we're a bit afraid to lean into God's word or lean into our relationship with Him because we don't necessarily want to expose what might need to change. And yet we can't heal or fix what we don't expose. You know, I love what my friend Dr. Shane Enett says. He's the author of the book Whole Heart Finances, a Jesus-centered guide to managing your money with joy. He says, Rob, I got to the place where I use my time in my budget, actually he uses the FaithFi app, to celebrate God's provision. It's an act of worship because it's one of those few tangible, visible expressions of God's provision and faithfulness in my life that I see every day. Because as I see my envelopes and I see the provision God has provided and I see that money filling up those envelopes so I can spend that money in joy and freedom to provide for my family and to give it away and to enjoy as God has provided it, it's an opportunity for me to say, thank you, Lord. Look at what you've done. And perhaps we need to flip the script on our own money management and view of budgeting as an act of worship. Think about that today as you navigate your financial life. All right, let's head back to the phones. We'll head out to Oklahoma and welcome Cindy. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I have just a small testimonial in my own life to share about budgeting. I had three sons, and when our children were very young, we always went to church, but we didn't ever tithe because I budgeted every week. At that time, I didn't work. I was just raising my kids. And one day coming home from church that morning, my husband looked at me and said, we're going to start tithing. And I looked at him and I said, the budget is so tight right now. We couldn't afford to tithe. He said, I don't care. We're going to tithe. And I didn't see it at all in how we could do that. But in faith and listening to my husband, I went ahead and began to tithe. Mm. And over just a short period of time, the budget never changed. Mm. There wasn't that 10% taken out of my weekly budget. It just was almost kind of miraculous a little bit the way the Lord worked it out. I would put my weekly tithes given to my church in my budget, and the budget stayed the same. It never went any higher, and we've tithed ever since. Now, of course, there's been times in our lives where we were not able to, but very few times. Yes. But I just want to say God is so faithful and honoring to us when we honor Him, and to this day, I couldn't tell you how that happened. But I shared that with my husband. I said, it's the same amount. And I keep thinking that my math is wrong and I'm not adding it up right. Something's got to give. It's just, I was almost a little scared. But that's the way the Lord worked in our lives through our tithing.
Cindy, that is incredible. I can't tell you how many times I've heard a story just like that. You know, crank it through your calculator. It doesn't make sense. And yet in God's economy, it does. And he's told us to do exactly what you and your husband did. And that is trust me and watch me work. And this is not about God being a cosmic vending machine. It's not about the prosperity gospel. It's about surrendering our lives and God's money back to him, accepting our role as stewards, putting him first, and then living on the rest, and just watching him work, in some cases, even miraculously. And what you discover is what you and your husband have discovered, and that is that budgeting is not just a financial tool, but it's a spiritual discipline that aligns our use of money with our faith. It fosters growth in our lives. It fosters generosity and trust in God's provision. It's what God has asked us to do. In obedience, you all followed the admonition of Scripture, and you've seen the result, the freedom, the joy, the amazement of watching God at work, and I'm delighted you shared that with us today. I'm confident there's someone out there today, Cindy, perhaps a lot of people who needed to hear that encouragement. So I appreciate your call today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Lord Bye-bye. Bless you. Call anytime. Folks, if you have a testimony today, we'd love to hear it. You know, celebrating God's faithfulness in our lives is part of what we need to do. We see that modeled in Scripture. We're to acknowledge God at work. And if you want to take the opportunity to do that as you celebrate how he's been working in your financial life, call right now, 800-525-7000. We'd also love to tackle your questions on anything financial as well. Let's head out to Texas. Mark, go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate
it. Sure. Absolutely.
So I've been able to max out my 401k early this year and just had a Lord's blessed me with a really good year in sales. And I'm trying to figure out how to keep contributing to my retirement, but I'm not sure what a good way to do that would be. I'm 44 years old, and I've had a kind of a slow start to getting to retirement going with three kids and my wife being a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
We've kind of run a tight ship for a lot of years. And I guess I'm just trying to figure out. My brother said maybe an annuity, and it was tied to the stock market or different exchanges, and they had some loss prevention. But
yep.
I don't know that much about them, and I don't really know what to do, looking for some advice.
Yeah, it's a great question. Do you all have, alongside that retirement plan at work, do you and your wife have IRAs, either Roth or traditional?
So I don't. My 401k through work is a Roth. I converted it a few years ago.
Okay. Yeah, so you're able to have a Roth IRA alongside a Roth 401k. So you can max out the 401k, and then between your Roth IRA and a spousal Roth IRA, you and your bride could put away another $14,000 for 2024. So I would start there. An insurance product could be a solution for somebody playing catch up, but the Roth comes first in my view. Stay on the line. We'll be right back.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly three decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
Fostering and adoption is not a band-aid for infertility.
Nope,
like it
is
a calling, and God can change the desire of your heart and make that so rewarding. It's the most beautiful, selfless thing. It's pure religion, but it's not a fix to I desire biological child. God has to deal with that in your heart separately.
Hannah's Heart, encouraging couples through infertility and miscarriage. Saturdays, 4 a.m. Central on AFR or on the AFR app.
Paying too much for health insurance? Frustrated by high deductibles and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high costs of healthcare. Take control over your healthcare costs with a program from CHM that could save you up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
Are you overwhelmed by financial fear and anxiety? You're not alone. At FaithFi, we hear it every day. People weighed down by worries related to wealth and money. But financial anxiety isn't about the size of your bank account. It's about the condition of your heart. That's why we've created Look at the Sparrows, a 21-day devotional that'll help you find peace through Jesus' teachings. Replace your financial anxiety with peace today. Visit faithfi.com/sparrows and start your journey today.
The American Family Association's mission is to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. Our goal is to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. We believe that our ministry, as well as everything in the heavens and on earth, belongs to God, and our role is that of a trusted manager.
Thank you for standing with the American Family Association.
Are you a financial advisor or CPA seeking to build your practice on biblical wisdom? Not only does the Certified Kingdom Advisor education provide you with deep biblical insights, the CKA designation sets you apart. Each year, almost 50,000 people search for a Christian financial advisor. Join our community and share your expertise with clients looking for someone who shares their faith and values. Find more information at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here at American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions and your testimonies today. Boy, we've had some good ones already. Folks saying, you know what? God can be trusted. I want him in my financial life. I need him. He is my provider. And when I give generously and I hold his money loosely, it's an opportunity to even lean into my intimacy with the Lord. We want to continue to take those testimonies today. 800-525-7000. I'll also mention that coming up in our next segment, Chelsea Wildman stops by from the American Family Association Foundation to talk about year-end giving opportunities. That's coming up in just a bit. Let's head back to the phones, though. Missouri is where Warren's located. And Warren, I understand you have a testimony to share. Go ahead.
Well, do I ever. I'm so stirred up in my spirit, I can hardly contain my emotions. But this morning I got up to always have my quiet time with the Lord. And I wanted to confess something to God this morning. I said, Lord, I have not been good steward with my money, Lord. Grant me wisdom on how to handle this properly and be obedient before you and glorify you with my finances. So I go make my cup of coffee, make me a sandwich, come down, turn on Joy 91 FM, and you're talking to that brother, and I agree with you 110%. He was spot on, right on the money. That's confirmation from the Holy Spirit. And here's my encouragement for anybody today that's going through a hard time financially, emotionally, physically. Be honest with God. Even if you've fallen short of his glory, because we all do, nonetheless, he blesses us and delivers us to make his mighty power known and to show forth his glory in her behalf. God still do that today. Just wow. Be honest with God, and he will bless you in every way. All wow. Glory to God in Jesus' name, brother.
Yes, sir. Warren, I can't tell you how thrilled I am you called today. This is not by accident that you were listening to the radio, and the Lord is doing a work in your life. He's in the business of restoration. Once we place our trust in him as our Savior and Lord, and we accept our role as stewards of everything, our time and our relationships and his word, and yes, our money, he does a work in our lives, but we have to surrender, and we have to trust him, and we've got to be honest with him, and we've got to give him that environment to go to work. That's what you've done. And no doubt what you're sharing here today, Warren, is an encouragement to somebody else who's in the exact same place today. So thank you for being obedient to the Lord. Thank you for responding and sharing this testimony, for your vulnerability and transparency. May the Lord bless you, sir, and we appreciate your time today. God bless you. All right, taking more of your calls today. I'll tell you what, the phones are lighting up, and I think there's a lot of folks out there who are sensing the same thing that Warren and TJ are sensing, and that is that, you know, here's the reality is our financial lives are one of the clearest indicators of what's going on in our lives spiritually. The late Larry Burkett would say that often. You know, he would say, show me your check register and I'll tell you kind of where you're at and where you've placed your trust. And what an opportunity we have as we lay it all at the foot of the cross and say, Lord, it's all yours. It's not 10% yours and 90% mine. It's 100% yours. And I just want to be found faithful. And, you know, here's my experience that when we surrender this one area of our lives to Him, it has a ripple effect throughout every other areas. There's just something about our money that we tend to hold on to. You know, you've seen that kind of cartoon, if you will, of, you know, the person being baptized, holding their wallet out of the water. And I think, you know, that's symbolic of so often how we approach our finances. Like, Lord, I'll give you everything, but no, the money, that's mine. Well, it's really not. It's His. And you remember, I think it was Luther that said there's three conversions, the mind, the heart, and the purse or the pocketbook. And, you know, so often we've left that piece out. We need to bring that under the Lordship of Christ as well. Let's go to Texas. Hi, Catherine. Go ahead with your testimony. Catherine, are you with us?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. Go right ahead. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I wanted to tell, when I heard the lady talking about hers, I was 22 years old and I was in New Orleans, and the minister talked about, it's a story about Boudreaux, but we don't have to hear that. But anyway, he was talking, he said, when Boudreaux left, he was leaving the church, he said, well, Paul, I enjoyed your sermon, but he said, I don't understand. Am I supposed to give in the gross or in the net? And the minister said, well, let me ask you something. Do you want to be blessed in the gross or blessed in the net?
Yes, ma'am.
And let me tell you, when I heard that, it rang a bell. And from then on, and I'm 72 now. So, I mean, it rang a bell and since then, and God has always taken care of me. And I just wanted to share that.
I'm so amazing. Delighted that you did. What a great testimony today, Catherine. And you're exactly right. I've heard the late Larry Burkett say that as well. Do you want to be blessed,
really?
Gross, or net? You make that call. That's between you and the Lord. Hey, Lord bless you. Thanks for calling today. We appreciate you being on
Thank
the program.
You.
800-525-7000 is the number to call. Again, that's 800-525-7000. You know, at Taylor Stanrich is in the studio with me today, and he was just reminding me of Psalm 139, 23, and 24 as we think about the testimony that Warren shared. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me and lead me in the way of the everlasting. And I think that's the opportunity we have as we surrender our hearts and our minds to the Lord, and we trust Him for His faithfulness. And what an opportunity we have. And, you know, I think it starts by, first of all, recognizing God's ownership and saying, God, You are owner of everything. And there's this really this shift that needs to occur in our lives as we almost transfer ownership back to Him. And then realize that now from that point forward, every spending decision is ultimately a spiritual decision because we're money managers for the King of Kings, and that's an incredibly high calling. Let's head to Tennessee. Mary, I understand you have a testimony about your financial journey. Go ahead.
Yes. Yes, that's correct.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't even know about budgeting at all or anything. I had never really learned about that, and it's not something I had really ever done. So I was, you know, kind of going from paycheck to paycheck, as it were. But then I stumbled upon Larry Burkett and Dave Ramsey and even listening to you guys as well, and I'm learning a lot about it. I went through Financial Peace University with the Ramsey folks and have just learned a lot about budgeting, and it has been so much. I think in the last 2 years, I've been on a budget. Like every month, I just write a new budget, and it's really great. And my bills are, you know, I've gotten my bills paid, and it's just amazing the difference it makes. And it, you know, just being able to have less stress and worry about that, you know.
Absolutely. I'll tell you, that is the joy and the benefit of budgeting, to know you have a plan. You're never going to get somewhere if you don't know where you're going. And so the idea of budgeting, which so often, you know, sounds restricting and it sounds like something I don't want to have any part of. And yet what we realize is there's actually freedom in having a plan, because now we know where we're headed, and it gives us the opportunity to be intentional to say, if my money management tells a story of what's most important to me, I want that story to line up with what's actually most important to me, which, you know, that's the freedom that comes from budgeting. So I appreciate you sharing that testimony today. You're exactly right. And you know what? This is a great opportunity for me to remind you folks that, you know, the FaithFi app can help you get on that budget that you've never had, perhaps. Or maybe you tried budgeting or having a spending plan in the past and you said, you know what, this just doesn't work for me. We built the FaithFi app for you. There's a team of developers working on it every day. It's beautiful. It's simple to use. You can connect to all of your accounts, automatically download your transactions, and set up your digital envelope system. That was the way Larry Burkett did it, using physical envelopes. We made that into a digital format, so it's right there in the palm of your hand. Download it today at faithfi.com. Just click app or in your app store. Back with more after this.
To all of our friends on American Family Radio, this is Michael Brown, thrilled to announce to you that we have a brand new 30-minute daily equipping broadcast that will light a fresh fire in your life and will infuse you with faith and truth and courage to help you stand strong in the Lord. It's coming your way, 12:30 every single night, 5 days a week. Don't miss a single broadcast on the Line of Fire. I believe your life will be changed.
Weekday mornings at 8 Central, Pastor Jeff Shreve offers real truth for today.
I'm the pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas, and the founder of From His Heart Ministries.
The world around us is rapidly changing, but God and His truth will never change.
I may be the host of the show, but I want God's Word and His truth to be the star of the show.
Join Pastor Jeff Shreve each weekday morning at 8 Central for Real Truth for Today on American Family Radio.
As a faithful listener of the Faith and Finance program, you know that there is life-changing financial wisdom in God's Word to meet all your needs. More than anything, FaithFi is here to help you and millions of others see God as your ultimate treasure. As a nonprofit, we're grateful for our partners that help expand our outreach every month with their generosity. Has God provided financial answers for you through this ministry? Please consider becoming a monthly partner by visiting faithfi.com and clicking Give.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org. Or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
With us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. Boy, God's doing something today. People are calling and responding with their testimonies of God's faithfulness, with their transparency about how they've surrendered their financial lives. Even those saying, listen, I made a mess of my financial life, but I want to bring it under the Lordship of Christ, and I want to tell you about God's faithfulness. We love it. We love your testimonies. Let's hear one more. Let's go back to Texas. John, go ahead, sir.
Yes. My name is John. I live in Texas. I've been a small business owner for 20 years. For a long time, we almost seemed to live half paycheck to half paycheck. But we decided to give, my wife and I, to the Lord and surrender more of our finances. And we finally decided to take our first vacation, even if we had to put it on a credit card. But God was so faithful that we had to take a week off to, you know, close the shop and go on vacation. And the Lord provided 4 weeks of income in 3 weeks. Wow. Which was so encouraging. And the second one was, after a few years, I decided to tithe on the gross of my business. That was $48,000 that year, besides Wow. my personal giving. And at the end of the year, God was faithful enough to provide an extra $48,000. I didn't go Wow. get ahead. I didn't fall behind. But even in our in your business, I think we need to surrender ourselves to the Lord if we have a small business and just see Him encourage us.
Yeah. Boy, what an opportunity and what an encouragement to those small business owners out there, John. You're exactly right. You know, so often we give, you know, just out of our steady income, whether you're a W-2 employee or you're giving based on proportionately on the income you're drawing out of your business. But so often as a business owner, we have retained earnings, right? We get to the end of the year and there's a profit in there that we haven't paid out as income. What an opportunity to give. You've gone even further and said, you know what, I'm going to give on the gross. Now, not all businesses can do that and stay in business, but some of them can. And you've said, let's do it. You know, I'm thinking about R.G. Letourneau. He was one of the best known givers of all time. He was in earth moving equipment. He did a reverse tithe where he lived on 10 and gave 90. I mean, what an opportunity to say, Lord, I want to trust you and just watch you work. And I want to be involved in your activity. And you've certainly seen his faithfulness throughout the years, haven't you, John?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's nothing like it. That feeling, that closeness to the Lord and knowing he cares, it, you can't buy that.
That's so good. Hey, Lord bless you, my friend. Call anytime. Thanks for sharing your story with us today. Well, folks, you know, we've been celebrating God's faithfulness. We've been talking about generosity and the chance we have to align our hearts with God's as we give generously. And let's take that to the next level as we welcome Chelsea Wildman to the broadcast. Chelsea is a part of the AFA Foundation, along with Riley Wildman and her team. And we're so thankful. And you know what? I think this represents an opportunity for you to take that desire to give generously and perhaps give even more than you ever thought possible as you give out of assets and not just out of cash. Chelsea, great to have you with us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Rob.
You know, we're heading into the giving season now. As these testimonies have shared, giving is a year-round thing. We don't want to just give at the end of the year. And yet, there's a unique opportunity at year-end because it's that chance as we're finishing out a tax year for folks to say, listen, I've done really well in the market. I didn't expect to. I've done really well in my business. I've got an asset that I don't need anymore. And rather than selling it, I'd rather give it to AFA. And so there's incredible opportunities here at year end to do some hilarious giving. And we're going to hit on a few of those as we talk about some of the year end giving deadlines when you want to give to the AFA Foundation. Chelsea, what's the first one you want to tackle?
Yes. So we've got our real estate gifts. That deadline is going to be November 15th. If there is any, you know, property that someone has that, you know, maybe is not their they're moving or it was gifted or they inherited, that deadline is November 15th for real estate gifts.
Excellent. And the reason for that is that gives AFA enough time to process that real estate. I mean, that's a complex gift. It has to be liquidated and sold. And so there needs to be time there. So that one's going to come up first. The next one I know is IRAs. We talk about the opportunity for qualified charitable distributions all the time, Chelsea. And I know you all see a lot of folks giving to the AFA Foundation straight from their IRA, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. Sometimes we will get a check and not know that was coming to us, which is a blessing. But if you have any questions about how to get that qualified charitable distribution to AFA, you can make that check payable directly to us. And yes, we would be glad to give you more information about that.
Awesome. And that's December the 9th for gifts of IRAs, qualified charitable distributions. And with any of this, AFAfoundation.net is a great place to go for more resources. All right. What about stock donations? Because this is one of those years, Chelsea, going into it, we were thinking recession. We were thinking the market wasn't going to do very well. And yet here we are at all-time highs. So we've got a lot of listeners out there who have some unexpected appreciated stocks, and they could give those and miss the tax consequences, right?
Absolutely. If they want to gift that and transfer that to American Family Association for 100% tax deduction, we would love to take those out of their portfolio and sell that for a donation. All of those can be either put into a charitable gift annuity or an outright gift, but they must be transferred from their broker by December the 16th.
Okay, very good. Now, you mentioned a CGA or a charitable gift annuity. This is a great opportunity just to remind our listeners of what a charitable gift annuity is.
Yes, that is our most utilized venue for the AFA Foundation, for our donors. Yep. That is an outright gift to the American Family Association. And in return, they receive a partial tax deduction on that gift, as well as partial tax-free income when they start to receive a payment. And that payment is for the rest of their life. So it's not going to go up or down with the market. It's going to be consistent for their lifetime. And that percentage that they are paid is actually based on their date of birth and when they choose to receive the income. So we can run some specialized figures if anyone is interested in that option of a charitable gift annuity.
Tax benefits, income for life, the ability to have the remainder amount go to AFA for their culture transforming work. It's a great opportunity. If you're in that season of life, don't hesitate to reach out to the team at the AFA Foundation to run one of those illustrations. But a charitable gift annuity is one of those you don't want to miss. And, you know, Chelsea, I think a lot of our listeners may think, well, I can't make that $200,000 gift for a CGA or $500,000. But a lot of yours, in fact, most of your gifts into CGAs are much smaller than that, aren't they?
Absolutely. Our minimum is $2,000. Now, the income for that is not going to yield a high income.
Sure.
But the $2,000, the $5,000, the $10,000, they add up for a great charitable gift annuity. You cannot add to an existing CGA, but you can certainly put another one in place, as many as you would like. There's no limit, and you continue to get those tax benefits. So, yes, some of our donors and our gifts are, you know, on the smaller side, anywhere from $5,000 to $20,000, and then it just goes up from there.
Very good. Now, we always have a few procrastinators out there, Chelsea, so we can make cash gifts right up until the last day of the year, right?
Absolutely. Anything that is postmarked December 31st, absolutely.
All right. And what about the mail? Because I know there's been some delays going on in regular mail delivery. Folks need to factor that in, don't they?
Absolutely. Yes. They are experiencing some delays, especially USPS. Anything that they think that needs to get to us, you know, pretty quickly. Another great option is, you know, utilizing a FedEx envelope, etc. That would be a great way to get that to us directly. And you can give us a call at 800-326-4543, extension 345. Again, I'll give that number, 800-326-4543, extension 345. We can give them all of that information to get their gifts to us.
Very good. And a lot of folks are probably listening right now saying, wait a minute, Rob and Chelsea, it's only September the 18th. And we realize that, but these things will sneak up on you, right? And so, especially when we're talking about complex gifts of real estate and stocks and charitable gifts and gift annuities, always better to get ahead of it, right, Chelsea?
Absolutely. Initiating those transfers, you know, asking questions with our team. We want to help you gift early, and that way you can get your tax benefits before the end of the year.
Awesome. Well, thanks for all the work that you and Riley and Jessica do and the team there at the AFA Foundation. We appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much, Rob.
All right. That's Chelsea Wildman with the American Family Association Foundation. Folks, if you want to learn more, go to afafoundation.net. You can also call 800-326-4543, extension 345. Boy, what a treat to be with you today. Thank you for calling. Thank you for your testimonies. You've been an incredible encouragement to me and to Taylor and the entire team here at FaithFi with your stories. Let me mention one thing in closing today. You know, we talked about, among other things, the opportunity to give, but we also heard from a couple of folks who said, you know what, I've just been weighed down by financial stress. And let me encourage you, you're not alone. Money worries touch all of us. But here's what the Lord tells us. Jesus says we don't have to carry that burden. And we've got a brand new resource that I think will be an encouragement to you in that area. It's called Look at the Sparrows. It's a 21-day devotional from FaithFi. Each day you'll find scripture, you'll find a reflection, you'll find a prayer to guide you through your your journey toward peace. We'll even encourage you to memorize some scripture along the way. If you want to read more about it, maybe pick up a copy, go to faithfi.com/sparrows. That's faithfi.com/sparrows. And while you're there, if you want to support our work, just click give. Big thanks to my team today, Devin Patrick, Taylor Stanrich, and we're grateful for Sandy Dickinson as well. And everybody here at FaithFi, may the Lord bless you and come back and join us tomorrow. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.